right, well, this morning, as you can see from the screen behind me, we're going to be talking about the topic, the danger of apathy. And apathy is one of those subjects that maybe we don't like to talk about very much because it's something that we all do from time to time. Apathy is the idea of being indifferent towards something, or it's the idea of not caring about anything. And so when we think about this topic, there are times when within each one of our lives that we feel this way. But we want to fight that feeling. We want to fight this notion. We don't want to give up. We don't want to give in. Because apathy, if it takes root, can be a very dangerous thing in our life. In Revelation 3 and verses 15 and 16, Jesus said this to the church at Laodicea. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Have you ever, and I know this is kind of a disgusting thought, but have you ever vomited? And I know that I have in the past, and most likely if you've lived long enough, you have as well. Vomit is disgusting. It is horrible. It is something you don't want to happen. And it's terrible to clean up. Vomit is the body rejecting something that you have taken into it. And in essence, that is what Jesus is saying about the problem of apathy. That it is so disgusting, it is so horrible, it is so horrendous that when he finds it in his body, which is the church, he is going to expel it violently, because that's what it is. He's talking about the problem of apathy because he says in this text that they are lukewarm. They are neither hot nor cold. The idea of being lukewarm is another way of saying that someone is apathetic. Now, when we think about this word apathy, we see that there are many causes or reasons for this. The church at Laodicea was satisfied with their own situation. They didn't see any need to be any different than they were. Why, they had everything, they thought. They said, we're rich. We have need of nothing. But Jesus said that they were actually very poor, and spiritually that they needed relief. Why was that the case? Because they were apathetic. They couldn't see their own spiritual degeneration. And that's what apathy causes, is degeneration. And when we are apathetic, we will be blind to our own spiritual needs. And ultimately, apathy leads to death. If you want to die, just be apathetic about everything, and in a few days, you will pass away. Apathy leads to death. Well, let's talk about the danger of apathy this morning and how we might address it. We're going to look at three things. First of all, we're going to define apathy. And then second, we're going to talk about the dangers of apathy. And then third, we're going to address apathy. How can we do something about it? So let's talk about these three things this morning. First of all, what is apathy? What is apathy? It is a lack of action. You know, James tells us in James chapter 1 and verses 22 through 25 that we need to be doers of the word and not just hearers. And why does he say that? Because Christianity is a religion that must be practiced. It's a religion that we must make our own by doing it, by being involved with it. It's not enough to just come and listen to a sermon every week. We've got to be more than that. As Christians, we must practice Christianity. He says that being a doer or hearer of the word and not a doer is like someone who would look at themselves in a mirror and they would see that there are problems that need to be corrected. But then they just go away. So he says those who look into the law of liberty and see that they need to do something but don't do anything about it, why, they're going to have problems. But the person who does something about it, he will be blessed in his doing. Apathy is a lack of action. Apathy is also a lack of love. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And again, there is within this idea of love the notion of doing something, the notion of action, the notion of involvement, keeping the commandments. Jesus wants us to do. Apathy sits back and doesn't do anything. And so apathy is a lack of action. Apathy is a lack of love. In short, what apathy is neglect. It is simply neglecting the responsibilities that we have. It is committing the sin of omission, omitting things from our life that we ought to do. That is the sin of apathy. What causes apathy? There are many causes to apathy. One cause may be ignorance. In Hosea 4 and verse 6, Hosea wrote, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being a priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." Lack of knowledge can lead us to apathy, which can then lead us to destruction. That's one of the issues with apathy, is that we may not know that something needs to be done. Well, the non-apathetic are going to try to get knowledge. They're going to try to learn. They're going to try to grow so that they know what to do. The apathetic will just sit back and say, "Well, I didn't know." And then they will not do. Preoccupation may be a cause of apathy. Felix, when Paul was talking to him about the gospel, it says, "Now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, 'Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you.'" Acts 24 and verse 25. Felix decided to be apathetic instead of respond to the message. And so he said, "You know what? I've really got better things to do than to listen to this. And so I'm going to be preoccupied with something else. And that way, I don't have to deal with my own problems. Or I don't have to deal with the call of Jesus Christ for me to change my life and to follow Him." "Go away for now," many people say, who want to be apathetic. "When I have a convenience," it's not convenient right now, because I'm preoccupied with many other things. And that is a cause of apathy. The result is the same as if we had just said, "You know what? I really don't care about what you're saying." Apathy. Laziness is a cause of apathy. And when we're lazy, when we don't work, when we don't attend to things that need to attend to because we have apathy about those things, then we have problems. In Proverbs 24 and verses 30 and 31, we read, "I went by the field of the lazy man and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down." His laziness, because he didn't want to work, resulted in apathy. And the apathy then created a horrible situation. Apathy. Sometimes laziness causes it. And sometimes apathy causes laziness. It can work both ways. Ultimately, the cause of apathy is selfishness. Apathy is the ultimate me gratification. It's what I want to do, and it doesn't matter what everybody else wants to do. I care about me, and I don't care about you. That's the attitude of apathy. In Luke 12 and verse 19, Jesus tells us a story about a man who laid up for himself, the rich fool, most people call it, and he laid up for himself many treasures or much goods in his barns. And he said to himself, "Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry." He was apathetic about everyone else. He didn't care about them. The only thing he cared about was himself. That's a cause of apathy. And when we think about apathy and its causes, we want to recognize that there are tremendous amount of dangers in apathy. And we've already just noted a few of the dangers by looking at some of the causes. But let's notice specifically some of the dangers involved in apathy. First of all, apathy is contagious. When one person is apathetic, that then incites other people to be apathetic as well. In 1 Kings 12 and verses 28 through 30, notice what Jeroboam said to his people. "Therefore the king asked advice, made two calves of gold, and said to the people, 'It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt.' And he set one up in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. Now this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one as far as Dan." What was the situation? The kingdom had split in two. The south was under the kingship of Rehoboam. The north was under the kingship of Jeroboam. And Jeroboam was afraid that the northern kingdom going down to Jerusalem to worship would end his control. And so what did he do? He appealed to the people's apathy. He said, "It's too much for you to go down to Jerusalem. Why? Don't go down there to worship God," even though that's where God wanted them to worship, in the temple at Jerusalem. He said, "I tell you what, I'll make it easy on you. You don't have to care about Jerusalem. All you need to do is go to Dan or Bethel. It's convenient for you, you see?" And in that way, he appealed to their apathy. It's too much, and it's a great danger. Because once one person does it, like Jeroboam did here, then many people will begin to do it. And that's what happened here. Jeroboam started it, but then many others followed in his footsteps. When one person is apathetic, that makes it that much easier for many other people to be apathetic. Because what do they say? They say, "Well, if he doesn't care, then why should I care?" What a horrible attitude. But yet, that is exactly what many people do. Now, the Bible says, "You shall not follow a crowd to do evil." Exodus 23 and verse 2. And so, but nevertheless, apathy is contagious. Many people who are not very spiritual will become apathetic if we are apathetic. Secondly, apathy results in atrophy. It's spelled a little different. But atrophy is a condition of malnourishment that causes degeneration. In other words, let's say that I stop eating. Then my body will begin to atrophy. My muscles will shrink away. I will lose all of the nutrition that's in my body. I will become a skeleton. And that is atrophy. But if I am apathetic, that is exactly what is going to happen. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 18 says, "Because of laziness, the building decays, and through idleness of hands, the house leaks." Spiritually, the same is true. If we are apathetic, if we are lazy, then we're going to find ourselves in the midst of a spiritually degenerate situation. Apathy results in atrophy. Listen to Luke chapter 12 and verses 45 and 46. But if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. What is this talking about? It's talking about the attitude of apathy. Apathy will tell us many things. Apathy will say, oh, Jesus isn't coming back, and so why should I worry about that? I'll just be indifferent toward it. I just won't think about it. And then what happens? When we are apathetic, then we begin to do evil things. Wickedness creeps in. And then before we know it, that's the time when we will be called to an account. Apathy results in atrophy and ends in death. The ultimate result of apathy is death. Proverbs 21 and verse 25 says, the desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. An apathetic person refuses to do what he needs to do in order to sustain himself and others. And ultimately, he will pay for it with his own life. In Matthew 25 and verses 26 through 28, Jesus addressed the one talent man who was apathetic about the talent that he was given. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reaped where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. An apathetic person will find that he has lost everything that he really wants instead of protecting it like he thinks he is really doing. Apathy ends in death. Well, finally this morning, let's talk about how we can address apathy. How do we do something about the problem of apathy? Well, first of all, spiritual nourishment prevents apathy. If we want to be strong, if we don't want to be apathetic, if we really want to care, if we really want to be involved, then we are going to take some spiritual nourishment. And when I'm talking about spiritual nourishment, I'm talking about having a real relationship with Jesus. That's where our spiritual nourishment comes from. It comes from Jesus. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5 and verse 6. Who is our righteousness? It is Jesus. He is the one who can fill us. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. John 6 and verse 35. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the water of life. Jesus is the source of life. And if we want to prevent apathy, we need to have a real relationship with Jesus. And that's where our spiritual nourishment begins, by having a relationship with Jesus. Now we also need to exercise spiritually. You get rid of apathy by, first of all, being nourished. And we've got to get our nourishment from Jesus. But then secondly, you get rid of apathy by exercising. If you don't want to, your body to atrophy, you've got to do two things. You've got to nourish it, number one, and you've got to exercise it, number two, somehow, some way. If you don't do one of those two things, your body, or even both of those two things, your body will atrophy. That is, if you neglect your nourishment, your body is going to atrophy. If you neglect exercise, your body is going to atrophy. You've got to have both nourishment and exercise. What are we talking about when we're talking about spiritual exercise? We're talking about Bible study. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Bible study is spiritual exercise. Prayer is spiritual exercise. We need to pray. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. Attendance for the worship services is spiritual exercise that we need to put into practice within our life. We are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Hebrews 10 and verse 25. We give. When we give, we are exercising ourselves spiritually. 1 Corinthians 16 verses 1 and 2. Upon the first day of the week, let each one of you lay by him in store. We've got to give if we want to prevent apathy and atrophy. And so the second thing we need to do something or to address the problem of apathy is to have spiritual exercise within our life. And then spiritual action prevents apathy. In Nehemiah 10 and verse 39, in this context, Nehemiah is trying to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And they're trying to rebuild Jerusalem itself. And there's been a lot of discouragement, a lot of trouble. But in this context, they are fighting this discouragement, they're fighting this trouble, and they're bringing together everything that they need in order to be worship God, in order to build the temple, and to make sure that things go well. And in this verse, we read, "For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the grain, of the new wine and the oil to the storerooms where the articles of the sanctuary are, where the priests who minister and the gatekeepers and the singers are." And notice this, "And we will not neglect the house of our God." They knew that in order for God's house to be built, in order for the worship to take place, that they could not neglect the house of their God. Apathy results in just that, neglect. And if we're apathetic, then ultimately everything that we care about will end and it will go away. And we will only have ourselves to blame for it. We address apathy by action. The Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has." Luke 12, 42 through 44. We need to be doing the Lord's work, doing the Lord's will, instead of being apathetic. That will address the problem of apathy. And in addressing the problem of apathy, we then will not succumb to the dangers of apathy. We've got to fight apathy on a daily basis, and especially in the church. It's so easy to be apathetic when there are many people involved in something. Because it's just easy to say, "Well, the elders can do it, or the deacons can do it, or the preacher can do it, or brother so-and-so can do it." No, no. That should not be our attitude at all. The attitude that we need to have is, "I will do it. I will do it. I will care. I will get involved. I will participate. I will act. I will practice. I will follow Jesus. I will be the fire. I will be the one who stands up for right." That is the attitude that we need to have. That is the attitude that will prevent apathy. That is the attitude that will grow this congregation and that will spread the Lord's message into the world. That's the attitude that we need to adopt. Not an apathetic attitude. Somebody else can do it. No, not that. But an attitude of, "I will do." What about us this morning? Have we succumbed to the dangers of apathy? Are we like the church of Laodicea? We've become lukewarm. Remember what happened to the lukewarm church. Jesus spewed it out of his mouth. What will Jesus do with us? Will he recognize that we are on fire for Him, or will He spew us out? It all starts with me, and I can be the change that this church needs if we will together adopt the attitude that I am going to not be apathetic, and I'm going to care, and I'm going to do something about the Lord's work. Maybe this morning you need to become a child of God and not be apathetic about your spiritual state anymore. Sin brings death to our lives, and ultimately we will all die as a result of sin. But this morning you can do something about that. Death does not have to have dominion over you. It doesn't have to have victory over you. By giving your life to Jesus Christ today, you can become a child of God and live for Him. Hear His word. Believe it. Repent of your sins. Confess Him as Lord and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins if that is what you need to do this morning. Maybe you need prayer so that you can be less apathetic in your life and more caring about the Lord's work. We will pray for you today if you desire that prayer. But this morning, I think that everyone needs to respond to the invitation somehow. Now, I'm not saying you have to come forward and sit on the front pew, but I'm saying that in your heart, each one of us needs to look and ask ourselves, have we been apathetic? Are there some ways that we could change so that we're not apathetic anymore, but caring and loving and acting? Why not resolve within your life this morning? And while we're singing this invitation song, or after we sing the invitation song, let's just pray to the Lord that He would help us to be more caring and more diligent about the work of the church here. And let it begin with me, and let it begin with you as an individual. And let's go forward being a church that is on fire for the Lord and not apathetic. And so this morning, let's all respond to the invitation within our own hearts and within our own minds while together we stand and while we sing.